This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
They say you catch more flies with sugar than vinegar, but when does charm become flattery? And is it unethical to use flattery to get your way?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula came this response. Since flattery directly or implicitly implies shallowness or lack of sincerity, it would be difficult to find occasions to award flattery any positive moral value. This listener noted how flattery speaks poorly of the flatterer. But another listener pondered the effects upon the person being flattered. According to this listener, flattery can cause long-term harm. Consistent flattery, for example, the CEO surrounded by yes people, will lead the flattered person to make wrong assumptions about his or her own capabilities, and ultimately can lead to wrong conclusions and wrong decisions. This listener noted that the effects of flattery thus vary by degree. The occasional, "What a nice outfit you're wearing," is obviously far less problematic than telling, for example, an incompetent politician, "What a fine statesperson he is." And what do philosophers have to say?
Charm? Flattery? Are these topics worthy of real philosophy? Surprisingly, yes. Philosophers from our old Greek friends, Plato and Aristotle, forward, have written about which kinds of persuasion are ethical and which are not. Now, someone who is charming comes by this natural charisma in a natural way. The person who is truly charming doesn't have to try. On the other hand, flattery is a tool that people use to beguile others into doing their bidding. Flattery requires conscious effort. The idea behind flattery is to influence someone by reinforcing something about that person. Often flattery is used because the flatterer knows that reasoned discussion will not get her what she wants. Flattery is an effort to buy influence. Charm is not. The person using flattery, therefore, makes her own desired ends more important than treating the other with respect. Ethically speaking, all individuals deserve to be treated with respect just because they're our fellow or sister human beings. It's simply not charming to trick others to get what we want.
Here is next week's question. Research into genetics affirms that many human behaviors are programmed into us, not learned. If, say, aggression were discovered to be a genetic trait, would it be ethical to hold people responsible for acting aggressively?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.